Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Steve Dan bringing this back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gordon Chang is our guest. A columnist that you read, I know he's syndicated in a number of places, including, I think the Daily Beast is one of them, and a number of other places, and you see him on television with his sharing his wisdom and thoughts on what's going on in between the United States and the Pacific Rim, especially China. Gordon, thanks again for being here. Huawei is one of the commerce/weapon assets of the Chinese government. It's their mobile technology company, mobile communication technology company. They've spread their technology all over the world. They've helped third world countries pay for it by loaning them the money. But we also know that Huawei is a resource for the Chinese to find out what's going on. I mean, they eavesdrop. They steal information. Huawei is not an honest broker company, is it, Gordon?
No, it's not. Huawei is, they say it's employee-owned, but it's really state-owned. And China has been using Huawei for several purposes. One of them is to steal U.S. technology. Huawei itself is built on stolen Cisco technology. And according to the Justice Department indictment, which was unsealed in January of this year, they've continued to steal technology. And there's also a Bloomberg report later this year, which also talked about an FBI investigation into Huawei trying to steal smartphone glass from Akan, which is a small Chicago-based company. So first of all, there's massive theft of U.S. intellectual property, which is criminal, of course. And the other thing is that, as you say, China's been using Huawei to surreptitiously take data from other countries. Right. So, for instance, from 2012 to 2017, that China surreptitiously downloaded data from the headquarters of the African Union by using the Huawei servers that were located in there.
The South African Commercial Union, that's the five southern nations in China. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, in Africa, the five southern nations in Africa, South Africa.
African Union is the African Union is the organization of many African states.
All right.
It is sort of like and clearly what is going on here is that Huawei is an arm of the surveillance services of China, and very well could be an arm of the People's Liberation Army.
Hold on a second. One of the things I want to point out, Gordon, is what Huawei is doing, folks, is in a parallel universe of thievery, side by side with what the country, what they're doing in country, stealing from our companies that have become partners over there. I mean, there's a double barrel level of theft here, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there certainly is. As I mentioned, Huawei has been involved in taking U.S. intellectual property. And it's not just American companies. They also are considered to be responsible for the collapse of Nortel Networks, the Canadian telecommunications giant. So this is a broad-based effort to take the world's knowledge.
And in the beginning, President Trump took a hard line on them. But now he seems to be softening, and you've written about that recently. What do you think about his position in the last few months?
Yeah. What President Trump did after the G20, which was held in Osaka at the end of last month, he said that he was going to give Huawei a reprieve. What he was referring to is that in May, the Commerce Department added Huawei to its entity list. And that means no U.S. company can contract with Huawei without getting a license from the Commerce Department. Mm-hmm. And this refers to high technology licenses and products, such as semiconductors and, for instance, the operating system for Huawei smartphones, which, by the way, comes from Google, the Android system. At the press conference, Trump said he was going to give exceptions or waivers to Huawei, and this is not justified because Huawei poses a dire national security threat to the United States, and there's no way that we should be helping Huawei. So there's a lot going on here. The Commerce Department now says, well, it's only going to give exemptions for matters that don't affect U.S. national security. But you can't divide Huawei into the good company and the bad company. It's all bad,
right?
Because management can use profits from so-called innocuous activities to bolster their business in their obviously dangerous activities, such as 5G.
This is World War III, isn't it, Gordon? I mean, we're talking about, folks, we're not talking about a coming war. We're talking about World War III. It's already underway, and we're losing. What do you think, Gordon?
Yeah, we are certainly losing because we're not fighting. And we're not fighting because we've had a series of presidents who have not appreciated the danger. President Trump has taken steps in the right direction, but he's not gone nearly fast enough or far enough. And so the record of the Trump administration is something to be discussed, not necessarily with a lot of praise.
Right, exactly.
But what's going
Gordon,
on?
Gordon, hold on to that thought. Is there
the U.S.
Where can we find you? Where can we find your columns?
And I archive everything at GordonChang.com. GordonChang.com.
GordonChang.com, and he's on television. You see his face all the time and listen to his very smart words. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gordon to put a bow on all this and kind of put all this in perspective with us, including the trade agreements, including North Korea, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.